On the eastern edge of North America, there is a sprawling Canadian island known for its dramatic coastlines, expansive barrens, and dense evergreen forests. Not exactly the place where you might expect an indie rock band to hit the big time. But the seven-piece orchestral group Hey Rosetta has always called Newfoundland home. Their rich, layered arrangements, poetic songwriting, and the smooth, simple arc of their lead singer's voice have made a name for them far beyond their island town. Hey Rosetta's new album, Second Sight, just came out this past week, and lead singer-songwriter Tim Baker joined us from the studios of the CBC in Moncton, New Brunswick, to talk about it. Tim, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, Rachel. Thank you.
Okay, so let's just start off with a song. Let's play a track off the new album. This one is called Cathedral Bells.
I hear your voice again, and it stirs me like a pealing bell, echoed by everything, everywhere, by every thought, fiber, and every cell. Here I'm telling you, you're not the only one.
The song, like a lot of your songs, start really delicately and then grow, right? This one builds into an anthem of sorts. But the constant through a lot of your music is your voice. When did you start singing?
I joined a fairly well-renowned choir, at least in choir circles in Canada, when I was, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old, maybe. It was it's the Newfoundland Symphony Youth Choir. We practiced for several hours every week, and we had lots of homework, and it always aimed really high. This great director who was, like, always aimed for the stars, you know, and expected a lot. And I don't know, I think I learned quite a bit from that, just, like, just going for it, giving it your all.
I read that when you started this band, Hey Rosetta, you just kind of looked around at your friend circle and pointed to those folks who could play an instrument and said, hey, you want to do this?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like, there was never any grand scheme, you know. One of the things I really love about our hometown of St. John's is that, you know, it's extremely isolated and nobody ever forms a band to make it. There's no one in town to play for, like, that. Not that there's no one to play for, but there's no one to play for and get who's going to get you, like, a record deal. Mm-hmm. So it was really unprofessional, you know, obviously, in the beginning, and has been kind of reactionary ever since. Like, we just sold out this room, so we went to a bigger room, and then we sold out that room, and then we thought, well, we should probably go on the road, you know, and then 10 years later, here I am.
Let's play another song. This one is called, let's see if I can say this right, Kintsukoroi?
That's pretty close. Kintsukoroi.
Bring that summer on your shoulders. Bring that summer where I first saw you. That first kiss coming. Let's just freeze the frame. Your blue eyes closing. Cause mine were opening.
What's the story behind this song?
I don't usually write about my love life, probably because I don't usually have a love life, because I'm just on the road all the time. But I did, once upon a time, have a very beautiful, important relationship, and it fell apart. And, you know, I was trying to write a song about just how I think we grew a lot closer from the trauma of it and the breaking up. I was actually in a yoga class, and my yoga instructor was giving the intention for the class, something to meditate on. And this was what she said, this thing, this Kintsukuroi, which is an ancient Japanese art form of mending broken pottery with gold so that the breaks, like the flaws and the faults, are highlighted with gold, with the idea that the broken bowl is more beautiful than it was before it was broken.
Make it old, make it better than it was before. Make it better than it was before.
And that just sort of rang a bell in my brain, and I was like, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
So I have to admit, this is kind of an embarrassing thing to say, but I've never met anyone from Newfoundland.
Oh, is that right?
It is true, which I realize is an annoying conversation because I'm from Idaho and I get that all the time. Wow, I've never met anyone from Idaho. Like, well, we're just people like anyone else. Oh, yeah. Nevertheless, I am still really curious about where it is that you're from.
Well, I don't really have much to compare it to. It's only when you go away for a while. I find it happens almost every tour. And when you come back, you realize how isolated it really is, because it didn't feel isolated as a kid. It was just everything that I knew.
Is it the kind of place where the people you graduate from high school with, everyone stays there, builds families, becomes the next generation of people?
Well, sadly, no, not really at all. It has a huge problem without migration because historically it's been a fishing economy, and the fishery completely collapsed in 82. It was sort of mismanaged and fished out. So, I mean, for the last 30 years or so, everybody, when they sort of graduate high school or college, they pretty much move away to find work. But it's, at the same time, this very unusual sort of singular, close-knit community. And everybody moves away and then just ends up spending all their time pining about wanting to go back.
Let's play a song off the album that digs into that a little bit. This is called Gold Teeth.
Put my body on. Let me float on to the eastern sun. I'll wait, tomorrow has just begun.
The song is in some ways about that tension of wanting to stay but wanting to leave.
It's exactly that. Years ago, there was a very famous songwriter named Ron Hines who wrote his most well-known song called Sonny's Dream, and it's all about just a sort of a farm boy who lives, you know, on the coast of Newfoundland, and he really wants to leave the small place and go away to the big city and experience the world, and his mom's constantly guilt-tripping him, and she's there all alone. Basically, the whole refrain of the song is, Sonny, don't go away. And that song is really powerfully resonant within Newfoundland culture. And I was just thinking about it and thinking about how in my generation, everybody does go away and they end up having to go away. And really the song, like you say, is about sort of a deeper dissatisfaction, like this hunger that never really leaves you for something else, no matter where you are.
Have you thought about moving away?
Yeah, I think about it every other day, yeah. Because I have that hunger, you know, that dissatisfaction. But I've stayed there for a long time. I love the place, you know. And I find being on the road does satisfy a lot of that wanderlust, you know. You travel around and get inspiration, but bring it back there to get the songs together, yeah.
Tim Baker, he's the lead singer for the band Hey Rosetta. He joined us from the studios of the CBC in Moncton, New Brunswick. Hey, Tim, it's been so fun talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.